G'day, mate. How are you? My name's Andrew. I recently purchased. Sorry, mate, you there? I recently purchased a 21 model Subaru WRX STI from a dealership, and you guys have done some work on it. I just wonder if I could just give you the rego number and you can tell me what was actually done to the vehicle, if that's possible. Right, yeah, because I basically just I took it, so basically I bought it from Daniel Nissen, and I took it to Subaru and Glen Waverley not even 2 weeks ago, just to basically get them to go over the vehicle on the hoist to make sure it was all safe and sound. It's got an NVIDIA exhaust system on it, and they said obviously with the exhaust system it would have had a churn. They looked it up and they said the work's been done by you guys at Sunshine. And it's got a Cobb air intake system on it, and I just wanted to basically know. They said it might have a stage one tune on it. Just for peace of mind, I don't know much about the vehicle. It's got the and when you say, and what's showing on the thing? Sorry, 2 seconds, mate. What is showing on the moment? I've got the little like looks like a mobile phone inside the vehicle. You know what I mean? And what is doing at the moment? And it's only just started doing it recently. When I do a cold starter, it's just blowing this big plume of smoke out for the first 30 seconds. It's only just started doing that. Well, the car's only just done 60,000 kilometres. What is stating on the little thing there is basically saying the access port. Yeah, and it's like a little like it looks like a couple of cogs spinning around on the screen. The access port is trying to connect to your vehicle. Please make sure your cable is plugged in securely and the ignition is in the on position. It's just started happening, and I'm not really familiar with the car. I'm just starting to get used to it. But I just these guys told me they couldn't tune it because it was done. They said if the exhaust system's been put in the vehicle, it has to be tuned. Otherwise, there'll be alarm bells going off around the dashboard and everything. So. So the plug that plugs into that little connection point, is it? Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, but everything's doing the same when I'm driving. It's showing the battery voltage, it's showing the air intake temperature and what's going on. I just started doing it, but I was just more concerned about basically when I'm just on cold startup, it's just blowing this big massive plume of bloody smoke for 30 seconds. You know what I mean? I just had an oil change done as well, so I mean. Obviously, yeah, it can't be anything major, but I was just for Subaru told me to get in touch with you guys in regards to finding out what was actually done to the vehicle. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've noticed. I want to check the dipstick, to be honest, mate. Sorry, my name's Andrew. What's your name, sorry? Warwick. Yes, so I did check the dipstick, and I'm in a sort of dark garage, and to me, it looked like it was a fractional overfill, but it's only to be honest, I've only just noticed it the last few mornings, and I thought maybe it's the condensation, but I've sort of Googled it up and. I mean, the car's, as I said, stunning. Yeah. But it wasn't doing it at the start, Warwick, when I first bought the vehicle. I've just noticed the last few mornings on the startup, it's just blowing this plume of smoke. I thought, is it unburnt fuel? Not that I'm giving it a hiding at all. I'm running it on 90. I'm running on 98, the 98 fuel. Yes. Yeah, rightio. Correct, correct, yeah. And it only lasts for like 30 seconds, but it's like enough to bloody, it looks like it's a bloody, someone's lit a fire, you know what I mean? But it clears away straight away. Yeah, it's a blue smoke. Yeah. And it's not, yeah, rightio. Yeah, no worries. Look, I'm based in Scoresby region, so I'm a bit of a distance away from you guys. I mean, I would love to have come and to get the car investigated. I mean, I paid a fair bit of money for it, so I want that peace of mind and know what's actually been done. Because apparently, you guys done all the work for it. It's got the cob. It's I had it looked at one of the who I bought it off. One of the guys here knows about all the turbo cars, and he said it's completely stock standard. He said basically just put a bigger an air system, cob air intake system, and the NVIDIA exhaust system on it. So nothing. Yes. Yes, correct, mate. Yes. I mean, it wasn't doing it at the start because I just basically had it just serviced, I say 2 weeks ago. Yeah, okay. One more thought. Yes. Right, yeah, okay. So my best bet is to take it back to Subaru and Glen Waverley and get them to check that over, I suppose. Yes, okay. Because it wasn't doing it. I've only just noticed it. It wasn't doing it the first when I bought it back from the service. But I said I don't stop. It's not a daily driver. So correct. You're dead right. You're dead what? Yeah, dead right. But then it clears up once I'm driving the vehicle, you know what I mean? It's perfectly fine. Okay, here, basically, in your eyes, I mean, let's say in the car, you think it's just overfilled the oil a bit. Yeah, rightio. Okay, how much extra oil would it take to do that, though? You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're joking. That's how precise I am. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely understand where you come from, yeah. Yes. Yes, rightio. Now I'm getting a bit of understanding. I thank you so much for your time, mate. What I will do, when I get the availability, the time-wise, I'll give you a buzz again, and I'll get the car down to you guys and, you cast your eyes. No, it's fantastic. Thank you very much for your time. You too, mate. Bye. Bye, mate.